When country girls gather, we like to talk about what matters. It's a round pen without end here at the Country Gal Corral. The gates open. Come on in and let's visit. According to Pennsylvania legend, Punxsutawney Phil, the official resident weather forecasting groundhog, is at least 131 years old. His longevity is thanks to a supposed secret groundhog punch recipe offered each summer that grants the pudgy rodent even 7 more years of vitality. On February 2nd, Phil comes out of his burrow at Gobbler's Knob in front of thousands of faithful followers from all over the world. If his plump brown body casts a shadow, folks cheer. The dark duplicate means there'll be an early spring. Now, Punxsutawney Phil has predicted 6 more weeks of winter 108 times, and an early spring only 18 times. A few years of his prophecies were not recorded. So with the available data, according to Storm Facts, Phil has only been right 39% of the time. Still, he draws a crowd to the tune of around 30,000 every year, and he celebrates star status. He once met President Reagan. Phil appeared on the Oprah Winfrey Show. He participated in the coin toss for Animal Planet's 13th annual Puppy Bowl. And he had a movie made in his honor. All this fuss for a fuzzy rodent who prefers solidarity, sleep, and burrowing. And that last exercise and activity is where farmers typically take issue. With their long, sharp claws, those cute, chubby critters can dig complex, multi-chamber tunnels that leave deep holes in the ground, damage crops, and weaken building foundations. They've been known to chew through tubing, wires, and even irrigation systems. So, unlike the headcount at Gobbler's Knob, the answer to the gnawing question, just how many chucks can a woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck could chuck wood, is hard to calculate. I remember well a chucker who frequented our property. He was cute from a distance, but oh, the damage he could do. Not just to our yard and outbuildings, but this one had the habit of scaling the neighbor's fruit tree undetected in the early morning or late evening. The following day, they would find plucked pears dropped to the ground and the telltale signs of a chunky monkey that could eat approximately a third of his body weight each day. Now, one day, it was our duty in a self-proclaimed neighborhood watch program to call our friends across the road should we see Mr. Groundhog headed over. I remember laughing as I watched from the window. Lickety-split, he waddled for cover when two preteen boys tried to corner him. On that day, he escaped and lived to see another. Now, I doubt he got the magic potion to buy him another 7 years, but if I were a betting gal, I'd put my money on the wily, waddling wanderer that he saw several more springs and winters. Do you have some remedies for rodents? Now, currently, I'm not tangling with a woodchuck, but I could use some tips on how to banish voles and moles. Drop me a note when you visit westcentralmoinfo.com or the Ag 1280 Facebook page. This is Brenda Black. May God bless you as we swing the gate closed for today.